Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you do want to reach us with any of those questions or comments or thoughts, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And friendly reminder that Dori and I are hosting a daily podcast called Here For You every day, Monday through Friday, all about, you know, just staying calm and finding some ground. I want to say the word groundedness.
Yeah, that's a word.
Have you noticed?
You can say it.
A big part of our friendship is me saying words and then checking in with you to make sure they're words. But that is what the podcast is about. A quick check-in every day to just give you a little comfort during this wild time.
Yes. So give it a listen.
Yeah, we would love to see you there. On that note, we are going to kick things off with a response to our 100th mini episode, during which I put a butt sheet mask on my butt cheeks. And then I requested that the person who asked us to do this write in. And they did.
Thank you so much.
I mean, truly, I feel seen and heard. And I'm honored that the person who requested it heard it happen IRL. The subject of the email is, "I'm the butt mask suggester?" ! And they write, "I'm pretty sure it was me, Kate. I don't even remember where I saw that a butt mask was a thing. Probably the Kardashians, if I'm honest. I binge that show as my not-so-secret indulgence as soon as it hits Hulu each season." And then they write, thank you for being willing to try this out. And it made my day to hear your thoughts and laughter about it. But more so, thank you and Dori for being authentic and real. And over the time since your podcast has existed, getting me in touch with my own self again. Butt masks forever? ? Not a sign-off, Dori. Ha ha.
I mean, it could be a sign-off.
It might become a sign-off. If more people commit to it, butt
How
masks
about
forever.
Butt care is self-care, butt masks forever. XOXO, I mean, this, Gossip Girl.
This is like our Goonies never say die.
I mean, like, it's very on brand.
It is, but I will say, I feel like the sign off should be like, butt masks should not be a thing forever.
It's a little wordy.
It is a lot, but I'm not sure I agree with butt masks forever. And I feel like I came out of doing a butt mask feeling masks.
Never.
Yeah, butt masks never. That's the sign off. Butt masks never.
I think we'll workshop it.
That's fair. I do want you to know, Dory, that I did buy two of the butt masks for us to do together, and only one has been used. So when I see you in person again, I'm bringing you a present. I will wipe it down with a Clorox wipe, and I will give it to you, and it will be a butt mask for you to do in your own home.
Wow, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
You are eager for self-isolation to end so that you can get your hands on this butt mask. I can tell.
Oh boy, am I ever. Should I read this next email?
Please do.
Okay. Hi, Ken, Dor. Thinking of you both as I pat on Differingel, recommended by my derm as a retinol alternative, and followed up with Weleda Skin Food Light. What skincare prods or treatments do you wish you had started using earlier in your skincare journeys? P.S. If you read this on air, I would love to give a shout out to my amazing sister-in-law, Marisa, for recommending I listen to the pod. We both love the pod. And in fact, I gifted her a Forever 35 coffee mug for her Christmas stocking, and she got me a sticker.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
As you were reading this email, Dory, I started to put hand lotion on. This reminded me that I really wish I had committed to hand lotion earlier in my life.
It's great, isn't it?
It is, except then everything you touch is sticky. So I feel like you have to do it. That's why I'm doing it right before bedtime. Recording a podcast is not an optimal time to put on hand lotion, but I just saw it on my bedside table and I went for it. I know for myself, and actually this goes on for my hands too, I truly wish I had started using sunscreen earlier. I'm not
Kate,
sure.
That was literally what I was going to say.
Like, if I had any advice to give to a young person, it would just be like, put on the sunscreen on your face and on your neck and your chest and your hands and your whole body.
So I feel like I've been pretty good about sunscreen for a while on my face, but not on my hands and not on my arms. And especially living in Los Angeles and driving so much, I feel like my arms and hands have gotten way more sun than I kind of thought they were getting. And I wish I had been slathering on the sunscreen earlier.
Me too, Dory.
So I've changed my habits now, but it might be too late.
So can I ask you a question about this? Every day when you put on sunscreen on your face, do you have a little bit extra on your hands and then you just, I mean, on, like you just put on your face and then do you do a new squirt for the your hands and your arms? Or is it kind of like whatever's left over from the face?
Here's what I do. I do a new squirt on my hands. And then when I go outside, I started keeping the Super Goop sunscreen mousse in Henry's stroller.
I love that stuff.
And I give myself a couple of squirts before I go outside and rub it in on my arms and my hands again.
I also really try to wear a hat every time I go outside.
Oh, yes. Same.
Are there any other prods or treatments that you wish you had incorporated? Like, do you regret not doing some sort of like retinol or serum or acid earlier?
So I used Retin-A as a teenager for zits, and I feel like it kind of scarred me. Not literally, but it was like, I think back then in the ancient days of the 90s, I think it was very strong.
Yeah.
And it like made my skin super dry and flaky. And so sort of like the cure was worse than the ailment. There's probably a saying that I'm getting wrong there, but you know what I mean? Like it was like, okay, well, maybe my zits have gone away, but now my skin is like red and flaky. So is that better on balance? I don't know. I mean, maybe I wish I had started using some retinols earlier, although I did use a retinol serum for a long time. I don't know.
I honestly feel like what has made a true difference in my skincare are things like drinking enough water, getting enough sleep, and like wearing a sun hat. As much as I wish it was like, I really wish I'd started doing glycolic acid in my early 30s. Like I think it's more those bigger things.
I wish I had worn hats more religiously. I feel like it's only been in the last couple of years that like every time I go outside, I put on a hat.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, I keep a hat by the door. And
so same. So many hats. Know, so many visors.
So many hats. I used to sort of, like, roll my eyes at my dad because he has, to his credit, and because he basically had skin cancer, he has always been, like, super obsessive about sunscreen and wearing hats and, like, being covered up. And I was always kind of like, Dad. And now I'm like, oh, yeah. You knew what was up.
Yeah. I think that really does make a difference. So I think sun care is both of our not regrets.
Both of our answers. Yeah
that's totally. Our answers. All right. Moving on. Here's another email. Hi, Kat and Dora. I love the pod and the new pod too. I'm writing to solicit some self-mothering advice. I'm nearly 35 weeks of pregnancy, and apart from the worries around giving birth in the midst of a pandemic, possibly without my partner, I've started thinking about what this means for the fourth trimester. We live in Germany and our families are in the US. The borders are closed and our mothers won't be visiting us as planned. Since we're not just social distancing in Germany, but are on full police-enforced lockdown, we won't have any in-person support of any kind during the postpartum period. Fortunately, my partner will be home, but he is a freelancer and can't afford to stop working right now. I am hopeful that you or the listeners have suggestions or tips on how we can still create a supported postpartum period. We have started freezer stashing food, but apart from that, I feel overwhelmed by this unexpected and entirely crappy situation. And I imagine I'm not the only pregnant listener wondering about this. And then they write, thank you for being here for us. Please also let us know how we can be here for you right now. That's so sweet. Aww. You know, I will, my brother and his wife just had a baby and are kind of going through this where they live. So I will circle back with them. I just sent them a bunch of food gift cards because I can't, you know, I had to cancel my visit to go help them and I'm feeling sad about that. So that was the only way I could really think of to kind of offer support. But it sounds like you, listener, are trying to figure out how you can do things to prepare for this time at home. Dory, what, as a person who went through this in the last year, what do you think?
Well, a lot of the things, or not, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of the things I did to prepare turned out to be moot because I end up with a C-section. Like, I got all these padsicles ready and then didn't use them.
Yeah, I did that with my first child, which was a C-section.
Yeah.
So many padsicles.
I would say get one of those like postpartum belly bands, which are different tummy bands. Those are different than the ones that you use while you're pregnant. In case you have a C-section, I don't know if you don't have a C-section, if those are helpful, since I've only had a C-section, but if you end up with a C-section, you will want one of those for sure. What else?
This is tough. I think I would say definitely now sit down with your partner and see if you can figure out, because he's freelancing and can't stop working. Figure out times that he can support you. Like, if you're doing all the baby feeding in the night, can your partner hang with the baby from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. so you can sleep or shower or just like exist in your own space without being touched by anyone? I think just kind of figuring out stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Lining up, you know, like I did a lot of binge watching TV shows with a baby on my boob or in my arms with a bottle for a month to 2 months straight. And it is okay if you are just hunkered down, sitting around, and that's it. Especially because you literally are on a police enforced lockdown.
Yeah. Get an iPad if you don't have one. I read and watched so much stuff on my iPad whilst pumping and breastfeeding. Make sure you have a breast pump if you're planning on breastfeeding. Oh my gosh.
We got to open this up for listener feedback.
Yeah, we
got
to open this up for listener feedback. If you knew you were going to have zero help, and I'm sure there are people who have had zero help, what did you do that you're glad you did? What do you wish you had done?
Yeah, and this is a little tricky because I don't know what this the full police enforced lockdown means in Germany, because we're obviously in America doing it however we're supposed to be doing it here. So I don't know if this means like friends cannot drop off a casserole at your house. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It sounds like that's what it means. I was thinking about
that. It sounds like, yeah, I don't think they can.
So I think if you can also arrange for your support network to be available to you virtually, if that is accessible to you, that might just help having some FaceTime just to make you feel less alone, because it can be this is an isolating having a newborn and this pandemic are both very isolating experiences. So together it's like double the isolation. I imagine it's really hard. So
yeah.
Whew. We're thinking of you.
We are thinking of you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will share any feedback that we get from other people.
Yeah, we will. All right. Shall we hear a voicemail?
I would like that.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is a listener from the DC area, and I'm calling with a bit of a funny story because I feel like we could all use one these days. I have been having a very hard week, because aren't we all? And I decided I was going to order some lunch from a local salad place and pick it up, because they have set up a really good socially distanced way of doing that, and I wanted to keep supporting them and do something that I would normally do on a weekday, which is like pick up a salad for lunch. So I went and I did that. And of course, I saw a person walking up to this salad outpost like a minute or two ahead of me. And it was a horrible ex of mine who I do not want to talk to and who I thought lived on a different continent. So I froze in place. I did not speak to him and I don't think he saw me, but it was a relief in the moment, and for like the 45 minutes that followed, to be very stressed out about something as mundane and silly as almost running into an ex. So, you know, it just seems weird that when we are literally prohibited from seeing other people, the one person that I do almost run into is like the last person I would want that to happen to. But anyway, hope everybody's hanging in there and, take care of yourselves, and thank you so much for the daily podcast. It is a really important part of my self-care. Take care. Bye.
Way to reframe that narrative.
This story takes a turn for me when it's like, well, you run into your ex, okay, who I thought was on a different continent.
I know, that killed me too.
Because then I'm like, oh, I get your panic. Like, if it's an ex who you know lives in your city, it's
and you
awful.
Kind of have it in your head that you have to avoid him, then okay, or her, then like, fine. But when you're completely blindsided by someone you thought did not live in the country,
what a nightmare. But what also nightmare. Like, it is kind of nice to still have these moments where that feel just like you forget the fact that all this madness is going on. Yes. And you just have like a crazy reaction to something. Do you know what I'm trying? I'm mumbling my
that's
words
why,
here. You
that's
know what
why,
I mean, right?
That's why I said it was such a great reframing of the narrative, because instead of being so upset, she was like, it was actually nice to be upset about this because it made me not think about the global pandemic.
I love that. I love that so much. I'm sorry you ran into your ex, but I'm glad you got your salad, and I'm glad you got a break from the stress of coronavirus.
Thank you for that anecdote. We appreciate it.
Yes, it really made our day.
All right, let's take a short break.
Great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, we're back.
Here we are.
And we have another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I love your outgoing voicemail message. It feels like I just called a friend. I love it. I have a question for you that I think is related to an experience a lot of us have had and nobody wants to talk about, which is what if you become that jerk on the internet? I recently had an experience where I put forth an opinion within a Facebook group that I'm a part of that was not only unpopular, but I came to realize was in fact quite uninformed and hurtful. And while that was not my intention, the internet did what the internet does and things spiraled out of control, and I didn't participate in that, but nonetheless, I take full responsibility for having said something that didn't do anybody any good and in fact was harmful emotionally. But because this is the internet, I don't really know those people who responded that way, and I don't really have the capacity to apologize to them on an individual or even in a public way. I also don't want to effectively re-traumatize somebody by bringing up something that was tough for them and making them suffer through it again for the purpose of my apology and feeling better. So basically what happened is that a lot of people told me I should feel really bad about myself, and I do. I feel really, really bad. And I don't know exactly what to do about that. And self-forgiveness does not seem like a great option right now, because it seems like there are a lot of people out there who really want me to feel pretty bad about my behavior, which I do. So I'm wondering what you all think about resolving the, I guess, unresolvable. Thank you. Hope I hear this. Bye.
This is tough. This is tough.
I'm going to offer a suggestion that is entirely contingent upon what happened and the nature of this group and the nature of your membership in this group, all of which is information that I don't have. So kind of take this with a grain of salt. And if you feel like it's not applicable to your situation, then don't do it. But I think if sort of this, if the situation warrants it, I think that there could be a place for you to do a new post in this group with a sincere apology. And, you know, I think you can figure out what that apology looks like, and how you want to phrase it. But I think you, that is something that you could do. That, you know, if you are worried that that is just going to re-traumatize a lot of people, then don't do it. But I'm just kind of throwing it out there as a suggestion.
I think that's great. I like that suggestion.
Thanks, Kate.
And I think let yourself learn from the experience, but also be gentle on beating yourself up over it. Or
I think let yourself learn from it, but also let yourself move on from it.
That's exactly it. Learn and move on and move forward. Yeah.
All right. Shall we read another email?
Yes.
All right.
Cat and Door. I need to hear from you and your listeners stat about an affair of the heart. I'm happily married for 10 years to an absolute treasure of a man, but for the last 6 months, I've found myself remembering the scintillating early months of my first love with great fondness and increasing frequency. Is this a thing? Do other women in happy, stable relationships find their minds ambling memory lane of former flames?
Ambling down memory lane?
Yeah, like ambling the memory lane. Find their minds ambling down the memory lane of former flames. Some specifics. My first love was my senior year of high school prom date. Prom and the lead up planted the seeds for us falling head over heels, and we had a blissful summer of romance that maybe only young, hormone-riddled teenagers can have. Moreover, it is as an exciting time in my life with no stress or responsibilities other than cultivating this new relationship. In retrospect, I was more present in those moments than in probably any other time of my life. And I also had the real-time ability to journal about the intoxicating new feelings I was experiencing. I kept a record of each of our dates and saved little mementos as if my teenage self knew this was something important not to be forgotten. 18 months later, that relationship ran its course. No hard feelings, and I legitimately do not want to be with my first love now. I want to be with my husband, who is kinder, more generous, and just as handsome, smart, and funny, not to mention more compatible with me in every way. So why is it that I so often find my mind wandering to this other guy? Kat and Dor, listeners, do you ever think fondly about former flames? Help me frame this narrative.
Okay, this is totally normal, first of all.
Yes, totally
normal. And second of all, it's even more normal because you basically lived like a fantasy for a year and a half.
Yeah. as a teen with, as teen. You mentioned, like, no responsibilities.
Yep.
No stress. Like, so I think our minds too go back to past relationships and ignore all the bad things about them and just kind of turn them into these like fantasy lives.
Well, and we're also kind of fantasizing about who we were, right?
Yeah.
At that time, like as this listener was saying, you know, it was an exciting time in my life with no stress or responsibilities. And she felt like she was more present in those moments than any other time of life. And so, you know, we get nostalgic for the person that we used to be.
Yeah.
And I think you're both fantasizing about the guy, but you're also kind of fantasizing about yourself.
I also think, you know, I have definitely gone back and like looked at past flames on Instagram, and I'm like, you know, you can look at that person and place a lot of like fantasy what ifs on them, where like you have no idea how they would be like having to pay your bills together each month, or like if they would be good at communicating about their, you know, like all the like nitty gritty stuff that actually makes a partner.
I think she knows, like, she knows this on a rational level.
Right.
But I think there is always that little bit in the back of your mind where that's like, well, maybe, you know. I think this is completely normal, especially since it sounds like you ended things relatively amicably, so you don't have, you know, anger or resentment towards him. Which is always convenient when thinking about an old flame. Well, they suck.
Yeah, that does help.
And, you know, and you don't have that here. But yes, this is completely normal. I was just thinking about someone the other day because the sex was amazing. And like, that's just life, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think this is an affair of the heart. You're not in an emotional.
No,
you're not in contact with this person.
Yeah, when she opened this, I thought it was going to be like I've reached back out to this old flame.
Yeah,
I think this is a totally reasonable and safe thing for you to be doing.
Yes, and I don't think you need to stop doing it necessarily.
No, I don't either.
I think if it is creeping into your relationship, or you know, you start reaching out to this person and trying to have some sort of actual relationship with them, then I do feel like that is something that you should look at. But to me, it's like, this is like fantasizing about a character in a book.
Yes, I had the same thought. And the way she describes him sounds like this is like a romance novel.
Yeah. Be gentle on yourself here, listen.
Yeah, be gentle. All right. Hi, Kat and Dor. I think of you two as the cooler older sisters I never had.
Well, hello.
So I thought I'd ask you for some advice. A friend and I had a falling out last year. We were very close. The details are a little difficult to rehash, but the gist is she's engaging in some dangerous behavior, and I had tried to broach the subject with her gently. Then she cut me out of her life. After a year of not speaking, she reached out with an apology email. The apology seemed heartfelt, and I have been thinking about her lately, but after all of this time, I'm just not sure what to say. She cut me out of her life so easily. How am I to know that won't happen again? The way things went down has left me gun-shy, and I'm just not sure what to do. Anyway, love the show. Hope you guys are holding up during this crazy time. P.S. Kate, you can make crumpets with the discard from your sourdough starter. King Arthur Flour has a really easy recipe, so there's no waste. The pizza crust recipe is really good, too.
Oh, I'll look into that. I don't even know what a crumpet is, but it's time to find out.
It's kind of like a scone.
I was going to say like a scony biscuit.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what the Brits all say.
a scony biscuit. Well, biscuits in the UK are cookies. So that's
right.
That's
right.
Anyway, back to your friendship. Enough about crumpets.
Yeah. I would say proceed with caution.
Yeah.
It sounds like you know, this person was engaging in dangerous behavior. It sounds like they have possibly done some work on themselves and figured, you know, and are kind of maybe trying to reconnect with the people that they cut out of their lives. I think, you know, if you have every right to protect yourself, and you don't have to reestablish a relationship with this person. But I think if you want to, it sounds like they have
they've made a true attempt at reconnecting.
Yeah.
And that I would say, like, you can voice your concerns and let them know your feelings and then proceed with caution.
Totally. And I think it does reflect well on her that she did reach back out with a sincere apology email.
Totally, totally. If it happens again, you know, then you know maybe this is not for you.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Let's break. Take another break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, we are back. We have another voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Hope everything is going well and you guys are staying safe and healthy. I wanted to call in about something I thought your listeners might be interested in, and that is dating. I'm a slightly younger listener. I'm 25. I'm at the point in my life where most of my friends have found the person they want to be with and are getting engaged or moving in together. And I'm at the point where, as someone who has found a lot of the wrong people, I'm starting to feel left behind. I had met someone a few weeks before lockdown that I'm interested in, and we've been able to keep dating through FaceTime and phone calls. But I do feel like figuring out if this is someone I could be with long term has stalled until we can really hang out and go on dates and meet each other's friends. So I guess I was hoping listeners would be able to weigh in on fun quarantine dates or their own experience with feeling like they might be a little behind romantically to their peers. Thank you so much for all you do. Bye.
Oh, you are not behind.
I know. Sweet angel.
I know. That made me sad.
It made me bummed out too. You, I,
I hate that culturally that this is the way we've made people feel, and it bums yeah. me out so much. And you know, I thought of you when I heard this too, Dory, because you got married in your late 30s or mid 30s.
Yeah, no, late
30s. Right? Yeah,
and like, I mean, when I was 25, I was not thinking about getting married.
No, she was rocking and rolling.
I was rocking and rolling, everyone.
She's in that leather jacket, living in New York.
Actually, I was living in Philly.
Ooh, even rocking, mm-hmm. rock and rollier.
Yep. And none of my friends were getting married. I mean, I think this is also like a peer group thing.
Yeah.
And it does suck to feel like you're getting left behind. And your friends are kind of moving on to like the quote unquote next phase. But 25 is not like you're not behind. I mean, I don't think you're ever behind in this regard.
No.
So I hope that we can like reassure you on that front a little bit. Quarantine date ideas. I would love to hear from listeners who are in this situation, what they have been doing.
Yeah, because this is definitely a thing, you know, mm-hmm. and I think there are ways to go beyond just like the video chat or like sexting or I sound 100 years old, Dory. Do you hear me? Video chat and sexting. Holy moly. But I wonder if there's this sounds so silly, but like playing games online. Now I sound even older. Oh, my God. I'm the wrong person to answer this question. I am a grandmother.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'd love to hear how people have been navigating this.
Yeah, because truly, clearly I'm no help.
All right. We have one last email.
Hi, Cat and Dor. Motion for your sign off to be love a sign off before you say goodbye. Should we road test it? Love a sign off. Your friend Becca. P.S. I think that went well, don't you? P.P.S. My self-isolation activity is to try to launch a blog after many, many years of wanting to. You know that scene in Love Actually where Natalie says, if you can't say it at Christmas, when can you? I'm trying to maintain a certain sense of, if you won't get it done now, then when will you? I don't mean for that to come across as glib or dismissive of the seriousness of COVID-19 and all of its related fallout. But if I don't start trying to find some opportunities for levity and light in our current situation, then that's going to feed the depression monster, and the depression monster is no longer welcome in this apartment. So in that spirit, I'd love to know what projects other listeners are getting into right now to help them emerge as better versions of themselves at the end of the pandemic. Okay, bye for real. Love a sign off. Becca.
Love a sign off.
Love a sign off. Butt masks never.
Oh, butt masks never.
Yeah, you know, I think, Becca, if this is the path people are on right now, I'd love to hear, again, no presh, right?
Yeah, like, totally.
If you do not want to emerge
as a better version of yourself at the end of the pandemic, that is totally fine.
Just emerge. Let's just focus on emerging.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say, you know, like some people's projects might just be getting through the day, and other people, you know, I think by all means, start that blog. Yes. If you got the time and this is the time for you and you feel good about it, go for it. We support you.
Please.
And anything else, if you are a person who's getting into a project, by all means, share. I mean, I think my project is sourdough bread, and your project is what? Walks?
My project is walks. My project is... Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not, like, learning how to crochet or something.
But you've, like, done...
I would like to.
You're doing yoga every night. You're also...
I'm doing yoga every night.
You're producing our podcast Here For You.
I am. Oh, yeah, that is a thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
I launched a new daily podcast.
And you're handling...
I am producing.
You're handling the production of it.
Which has actually been really fun and such a good... It's not a distraction exactly, but such a good project. And I feel like I'm building my skills, which is cool. Like I get to practice editing and producing. And
Notes are funny.
Oh, my show notes are just hilarious. I mean, I am just killing it over here.
You are.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
You have, but in all seriousness, and not to just only talk about ourselves, but you have all these like kind of new, not to like make light of walks. I wasn't trying to be silly. Like you have this new daily practice that's really meaningful.
Yes.
I think that's cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate that. But yeah, if you are lying in bed all day playing Animal Crossing, like, that's also fine.
I might be buying that game, by the way, so that might be
Matt asked Matt asked me this morning if I wanted him to get Animal Crossing so I could play it, because he's heard a lot of people are playing Animal Crossing and he thinks it would be something I'd be into.
Well, if you get it, I'll meet you on the game. I think I'm going to buy it this weekend.
Oh, cool.
This is going to be a gift to myself. We'll talk more about this off
Great.
The air.
I look forward to it. Okay. Well, love a sign off.
Butt masks never.
Okay. Bye.